Baby, this is Pep Talk Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I hope that woke some of you up as you're on your way to work and school and going, oh my gosh, that's from the disco era. Little Donna Summer.
Little disco.
Little disco, baby. All right, this is Pep Talk Pensacola's expert panel, and I'm having fun because I have a good friend in the studio with me. One of our ADX Communications marketing consultants is helping me out this morning and sitting in with me to talk about the radio. Tasca King is here. Hey, Tasca.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, you are always helping with ADX Digital, and yep. Brian's been doing a great job with that. And
right.
So I'm excited.
Pass the torch.
Yeah, pass the torch to Brian. But I'm excited to have you in the studio
cool.
today. So
well,
thanks
thank
for coming
you.
To sit in with me.
So I'm glad that you played Donna Summer. That's a little bit of disco.
Yeah, we started doing the disco moves.
what a segue to one of the first things I wanted to talk about.
Oh, there you go. It wasn't a setup.
You
I
didn't
swear,
know.
I did not
you
know.
Didn't know.
Okay, what is the deal?
Well, as many of you know who switch back and forth between News Talk and News Radio and our music stations, Pensacola's playlist 94.5 was Christmas music during
right.
the holidays.
Which I loved.
And then on January 1, we flip back to Pensacola's playlist.
Hey.
Playing the hits of the 80s, 90s, and today.
Aha. Uh-huh. And who doesn't that?
Well, we've got a couple of really cool things getting ready to happen over on Pensacola's playlist that I mm-hmm. wanted to tell you all
yeah.
about.
Yeah, tell me.
And, you know, this is kind of, I'll do it kind of backwards, but our lunch hours are going to be themed starting February 1st or February 2nd.
Oh, how fun. So what do you mean by that?
Well, themed. Each day, Monday through Friday, or Friday through Monday, because I'm going to tell it to you backwards.
Okay.
It's going to be a theme during the lunch hour, which is actually going to be 90 minutes. I think we're doing 11:30 to 1.
Oh, how nice.
So, and guess what?
What?
Friday is disco day.
Oh, no. Is that going to be
so
every
it's going
Friday?
To be disco Friday lunch hour.
Oh, my God. That's
over
so
on
Pensacola's awesome.
Playlist.
Oh, I have to listen in.
Yeah, you're going
to
love it.
I'm going to love
it. You're going to love it.
That
it's going to be
awesome.
Great.
I had no idea. I mean, I'm raising my hand and saying, I promise, I had no idea.
So, since I told you I was going to tell it backwards,
yeah.
we'll talk about the other days.
Okay.
Thursday is going to be Yacht Rock.
Oh, I love me some
so
Yacht Rock.
A little Michael McDonald in mm-hmm. there, and Christopher Cross.
And how about Neil Sedaka?
Yeah, there you go.
Laughter in the Rain.
There you
it's
go.
It's about the best Yacht Rock song ever written.
lots of Yacht Rock. You know, I personally prefer the Jimmy Buffett style Yacht Rock.
Oh, well, there you go.
It
yeah.
probably will get in there.
Yeah, yeah, for
so
sure.
That's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
And then on Wednesday, I'm doing it backwards again.
Yeah, you're going
Wednesday's
going
to be the 90s.
Oh.
Tuesday's going to be the 80s.
Oh, wow.
And Monday's going to be the 70s.
Get out.
So,
I can start my Mondays with, I have a whole list over the 70s and 80s
know.
And 90s. Oh, my God. How
lots
fun
of cool
is that?
Music. Lots of cool music.
And this
music.
Is just during the lunch hour. And then what is the format? Because a lot of people may not be familiar. What is the format the rest of the day?
It's, you know, we used to call it hot AC.
Mm-hmm.
It's AC is adult contemporary.
Right.
It's not elevator music.
No.
By any means.
No.
It's music that you know and love mainly from the 80s, 90s, and today.
Yeah.
But then we're going to theme out just these hours Monday through Friday during the workday.
I love it. So tomorrow, it's not starting this, it starts in February. It
starts February 2nd.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So next Friday.
Next Monday.
Monday. Oh, gosh.
So it starts okay. a week from Monday.
Okay.
Not
is
this
right?
coming Monday.
A week from Monday.
February
okay.
2nd.
Excellent. All right. I can't wait for Disco Fridays.
So, yeah. I mean, you know, Pensacola's Playlist is a great station. It's kind of, when I say adult contemporary and or hot adult contemporary, we use that word hot because it's a little more modern
mm-hmm.
than your basic adult contemporary stations. So it's a little more upbeat.
Right.
A little more fun.
Right.
And then, of course, you get a little bit of fun commentary in between the songs if you listen
mm-hmm.
to our good friend Candy.
Yes, we know Candy.
She makes us laugh in between the songs, so that's
yeah.
pretty cool.
And she's been on Pep Talk. She's been the host.
She has been.
Quite a few times.
She has been.
And I've known, we go way back. I've known her from
yep.
the old rock days, her classic rock days and stuff. So yeah, that's going to be fun. I can't wait.
So it's a great station for at work listening.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great station, like if you're a business and you want to talk to women. You know, the heaviest part of the listenership on that station is going to be women, probably 35 to 64.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's your target for a business, then you need to let us know. Maybe we can help you out with a good advertising campaign on that station.
Oh, that would be smart.
And, you know, ever since soft rock went away here in the market, we're the only station in the market that plays that kind of music.
I know.
It has that kind of format, yeah.
Yeah, because that's where I started here in this market was
Soft
Rock. I was the morning show person there for a couple of years. And so I felt a little sad that it went away, but then I realized, but we do have playlists.
We do.
So I do listen to it.
But, you know, we had already started playlists when that change happened over there. And and so the void didn't have to be filled. It just needed to be, hey, remember, we still have a station that is going to play those same music, the same songs that you know and love from when you were growing up or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Every song has a memory for me.
Oh, yeah,
and
me too.
A story.
Me too.
I don't know. My whole life is like a musical.
Now, when it first started, the most current song we played, gosh, probably for the first 6 months, was the song from The Bodyguard by Lady Gaga, Shallow.
Oh, Shallow. Yeah.
And that was the most current song when we started this 5 years ago.
Right.
But now you'll hear more currents
now. More currents. That's good, though. I like to, because I want to keep up a little bit with what the new music is, too. So that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking with Tasca King. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And we're having a little bit of fun talking about all the radio stations that are homed here with ADX Communications. Of course, we have our number one country station in the world.
In the world.
Cat
the
country.
Big yellow cat.
Cat Country 98.7. So, you know, we're modest over there. And, and then, of course, our station, News Radio 92.3. But and listen, I'll keep saying PlayStation, which is so funny. Playlist, which has got, we just talked about. So when we come back from the break, some new big news now.
Yeah, we have big news.
With our sports station.
Yes, we do.
If you like sports like I do, then stick around. We're going to come back in just a couple minutes with Tasca King. And if you've got a question about music and formats and how things are done at a radio station, this could be your opportunity. Radio Stations 101. Feel free to ask us, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back in a minute with Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm here with Tasca King, one of our ADX Communications marketing consultants. And you know what? Some people think, oh, you know, this person works in radio, or they do this, or they do that. What y'all don't know, and she doesn't know I'm going to do this right now, what y'all don't know, this woman has one of the most beautiful voices I have ever heard. And recently, we had a big night out at the Pensacola Ice Flyers. Unfortunately, I was a little under the weather, and I wasn't able to go. However, it was posted on Facebook, and our whole team got to carry the American flag out onto the ice. And then guess who sang the national anthem? Our very own Tasca King.
Aw.
It was amazing. What was that?
Thank you for saying that.
What was that like? Even if I could sing, to sing in front of a full house in the middle of the Bay Center, oh my gosh, that's got to be intimidating. What was that like?
Well, it was really intimidating. I've been singing since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I've sang in a lot of places in front of a lot of different size audiences. This is probably one of the biggest audiences I've sang in front of.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't think I would get nervous. And I didn't get nervous until maybe within a minute of stepping on the ice.
Oh, yeah.
And it's probably because the National Anthem is a very hard song to sing.
To most artists, it's the hardest song
to sing. It is very hard. And I just hadn't done it in a long time. And I did rehearse it quite a bit the week before because I knew I was going to be doing it. But still, you just still have that at that last minute. Am I going to remember all the words right? Am I going to hit all the notes right?
And my fear.
You know, you just never know. And you know, I'm standing on ice. Oh my gosh, what if I fall? You know,
I slip in the middle.
Luckily, I was standing on a rug. But
and the rock hits Red Gear. Boom.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah,
it was fun. I was nervous there. During it, but I made
normal.
It through, and I didn't miss any words.
There you go. Well, I'm an acting teacher, so they talk all about that because you have that little bit of an energy rush. It's that adrenaline right before you go on stage.
Exactly.
They've lowered the lights. They've opened up the curtains, and you're standing there right before. And that little right before the note for the first note
and
of the song.
And plus, you're singing a cappella.
Oh, that's right.
So you've got to try to do your best to stay on key.
So a cappella, for those that don't know, means without music.
Yeah, no music. So just me. Just me singing.
You couldn't pay me to do that. You wouldn't want to hear me do that.
But again, it's like I said, it was one of the hardest songs that a person can sing.
Mm-hmm.
And as I have in the past, I used to teach voice to some younger kids. And if they didn't have a song that they knew they wanted to sing, I would always say, well, we're going to start with the Star Spangled Banner. And they would be like, why do I want to sing that? And I said, if you can sing that and sing it well, you can sing anything.
Mm-hmm. That is the truth. Really, that's the truth. And one of the reasons I bring that up is because I wanted to give kudos to Tasca because she's so talented. But also because this was a whole big country night over at the Ice Flyers, mm-hmm. and we have a great relationship with them. And I'm very proud to be part of this organization because we have such great relationships with so many nonprofits and organizations and arts organizations. And Cat Country 98.7 does so much in the community.
They do.
And so they've got some things coming up.
We do. We do. Over on Cat Country, of course, we've got our big spring concert coming up on March the 22nd. I think that's Sunday of that weekend. I'm pretty sure it's 22nd.
Uh-huh.
And that is Spring Jam.
Oh, fun. That's always fun.
So, and it happens over at Juana's Pagoda Sailor Grill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they built the permanent stage.
Yeah.
In Navarre, right.
Yeah.
They built a stage out back but between the restaurant and the water. And we've got several big country artists coming.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we've got a guy named John Morgan. John was here at the Wharf probably 2 years ago with Jason Aldean. Jason Aldean's like his mentor.
Oh, wow.
So he had a big hit song as a duet with Jason a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so he's going to be, he's kicked off his solo career now. So he's going to be opening. And then after that is going to be this, oh my gosh, talented young man named Preston Cooper.
Oh, I've
heard
about him. So
Preston has got a single out right now called Weak. And you talk about a young man with a fabulous voice.
Mm.
He has got it. He's something else. So when you hear Preston Cooper, you're just going to be blown away. And
wow.
Then, of course, our headliner for the night is going to be Low Cash.
Oh, my goodness.
And Low Cash has just got a huge book of hit songs now. And they were here with us about 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming back. And we love them. We have got a great relationship with those guys. And ironically, I like to tell this story to them every time I see them to remind them that I used to work with them years ago when we were all worker bees in Nashville at the Wild Horse Saloon.
No kidding.
They worked in audiovisual. One of them worked with the stage and one of them worked at the sound booth.
Right.
And then I worked in the restaurant.
That's so cool. That's really neat. So, well, I used to work in a jazz club, but now if I could take credit of knowing all those jazz musicians, but I actually just worked in the club. So.
Well, I knew several of those guys, I mean, several bands had a lot of time at the Wild Horse Saloon, even before they made it. Lone Star was our original house band.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was there when that place opened. Now, I don't know if you know much about Nashville, the Wild Horse Saloon is no longer there. It is now called Category 10, I think, and it's owned by Luke Combs.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Keep your eye out for that
anyway,
one. Okay.
Anyway, there's my little bit of trivia.
So
we got Low Cash, and we've got Preston Cooper, and we've got John Morgan coming out for Spring Jam.
When do tickets go on sale for that?
Tickets are on sale.
Now?
Yes, tickets are on sale.
Oh, good. Okay, you better get them now.
Don't ask me how to get to them.
You can go to the Cat Country website.
Yeah. But the big thing about this is that it is a fundraiser for the Santa Rosa Kids House.
Oh,
and we partnered with them years ago when we first started doing Spring Jam, and every bit of the ticket sales go to Santa Rosa Kids House.
That's phenomenal. Okay, well, we teased that we had some sports news.
We
so
do.
What's the news, Tasca?
So, we've got our sports station. We've had it on the air for, 7 years?
Uh-huh. Probably? ESPN.
ESPN. Well, we are rebranding ESPN. ESPN is not going away, but we are now going to be called Sports Radio powered by ESPN.
Ooh.
So we've got news radio
and
we've got sports radio.
Oh, how cool.
So
that
nothing's really changing. We've still got the ESPN shows that we have, the daily sports shows. We still got Jordan Glass and the Glass Half Full every morning at 9 o'clock. And we have got a new afternoon show.
Uh-oh.
And I am
Drawing a blank?
I just drew a blank. It's two guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Who played football.
That narrows it down. Oh, my goodness.
And they're part of the ESPN network, too. So,
well, and also, you should know all the championship games that are going
well,
on.
Well, yes, I was
going to
say, talk about the actual live sports.
And definitely the FSU Seminole Station, football and basketball.
Mm, football's on right here, News Radio.
Oh, okay, okay, in here, okay. But
right,
I'm looking
right
at the schedule now for a basketball game, it looks
like.
Yeah,
we've got UWF football over on Sports Radio.
Gotcha, okay.
But we've got the Final Four of the football games this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 weeks from this weekend, we've got the big game.
The big game, yeah.
The big super game.
So, we're not allowed to say what
you know what?
Name, but hey.
And all of these games are available to be sponsored. So if you would like to run commercials for your business in the big super game, let us know.
Yeah,
we
how can they
you
reach
out
you?
With that.
How can someone reach you if they were interested?
They just call the station here, 850-262-6000, and ask for Jeff Wayne. And then he'll put you in touch with one of our marketing professionals, and they can get you scheduled to have your commercials running in the big game.
Okay. And we had a little note here to always be sure and mention it's Sports Radio Pensacola 1330.
That's right. It's at 99.1 on the FM and 1330 on the AM. And something interesting, 1330 is one of the, I think, the largest AM signal. It might be the largest signal on the Gulf Coast.
Wow.
I mean, you can hear that thing all the way to Biloxi.
Wow.
Just about. You can hear it to the, on the other side of Destin, I believe all the way to Sandestin. But it is a huge signal over on the AM dial of 1330 AM.
Okay, we're talking with Tasca King. If you've got a question for her on Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Tasca King at ADX Communications. She's one of our marketing consultants and a very talented one at that.
Oh, thank you.
And so we've just been kind of talking about all the different stations we have here, the power of radio. I love radio. I always will. That will never change. I have it in my car.
Me as well.
So we still had some things to talk about with our new with sports.
Sports radio, Pensacola. Again, it's on 1330 AM and 99.1 FM. And we talked about NFL football.
Right.
But then right after that, guess what? It's college basketball, and we're going to be jumping into March Madness.
Wow. Already. Gosh.
It's crazy.
It's right around the corner.
I know.
But what a great opportunity, though, if you're an advertiser.
If you're an advertiser and you want to reach sports fans, I mean, we've got them.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I mean, gosh, we'll be all basketball all the time from the middle of March to the end of March.
Right.
It's going to be crazy.
Well, I'm excited because the Georgia Bulldogs are actually doing well for the first time in about 50 years.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
So it's kind of exciting for me. Usually I don't pay much attention to it, but I might have to pay attention
this
year.
I start paying attention to basketball after football season's over.
I know, me too.
But I will admit, I grew up a North Carolina State Wolfpack basketball fan.
Time.
I mean, you grow up near the ACC.
Carolina.
It was
NC
huge.
State. Yeah.
So everybody I knew was either loved Carolina State or Duke.
Mm-hmm.
And it's huge over there.
Yeah.
And it was like that in my world until I moved away from there.
Mm-hmm.
When I first got out of college, I moved to Nashville, and nobody paid attention to college basketball there unless you were a Vandy fan.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all football.
Right.
So that's when I became a college football fan, and, you know, I'm a Vol.
Uh-huh.
So that's the team I started following. Anyway.
All right.
So if you want to reach sports fans, college basketball fans, we got the hookup.
Okay. So this is your person right here. Tasca King is here. Get the contact information again because we're about to run out of time and want to make sure people know how to get a hold of you.
850-262-6000 and ask for Jeff Wayne, and he will connect you with one of us, and we'll come and connect your business, get your business exposed to all these basketball fans and football fans. If you want to try to get to some of those here in the next week or so.
Excellent. Tasca, I appreciate you coming in and hanging out with me this morning. We had a chance to talk a little bit about radio. I'm very proud to be a part of ADX Communications.
Me as well.
Look who we have. Cat Country 98.7. We have Playlist. We have, now, say it again because I want to get it right.
Sports Radio of Pensacola, powered by ESPN on 1330 AM and 99.1 FM.
Viviamo, viviamo negli eti codici che la bellezza infiora e la fuggevo, fuggevo ora si deriva voluta.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Yes, that is Pavarotti. No, he's not in the studio. But I do have Tasca King in the studio with me. She's sticking around, keeping me company. Hey, Tasca.
Hey.
Tasca is one of our marketing consultants here at ADX Communications. And by the way, as I mentioned in our last little break, she's a wonderful singer and actually treated us to the national anthem on ice at the Pensacola Bay Center last week.
Thank you for saying that. But just so you know, I do not sing opera.
That's what you were saying, which surprises me because you have such a good voice.
I have a very high voice, or I used to. It's, you know, the age. Kind of chips away at that, but yeah, opera was just never my thing. I like to listen to it,
yeah,
but you don't want me to sing it.
Well, have you ever been to the opera?
I have listened to operas. I've seen them on television.
But you know what? There's so many people like you in this community and in this area, for sure, because it's not that accessible for most folks. It's not something. We're football folks. We're into the sports. We're into all these other things. And it wasn't really until I had moved to New York City and actually was right there, and I knew people in the business, and we'd get free tickets to the Met and to the opera. And that first time I went, I was just like, oh, it was magic. The voices just resonate through your body. I mean, these people, their voices are incredible. And so we are very blessed to have here in Pensacola the Pensacola Opera. And I've had Corey here on the show. We were talking about their season opens this weekend, tomorrow night.
Oh, wow.
With La Traviata. It's Verdi's opera. The song I played is one of the songs. And surprisingly, people don't realize you know more opera, Tasca, than you think you do.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because you recognize that. That
I recognize
music,
the melody, yes.
Yeah. Well, you'll hear them in car commercials. You'll hear it in all kinds of different things. And even at football games every once in a while, they'll throw in an opera song. And so this particular opera is probably one of the most beloved. It's one of the most well-known. And it was written by Rodgers and Hammerstein, who wrote Oklahoma.
Oh, they also did Sound of Music.
Yes.
I love a lot of their musical work.
So if you've never been to the opera, this is one that I would recommend. And I would get into the story with you. I mean, I've seen this one a couple of times, and it's all about Violetta and the trials and tribulations. But it is opera, and opera typically doesn't quite have a happy ending.
Yes, that's right.
That's why the songs are so dramatic.
Maybe that's where Taylor Sheridan gets some of his ideas.
Well, see, Taylor Sheridan, you never know. Yep. But if you've never been to the opera.
Or George R.R. Martin.
Okay.
You know, if you think this story has a happy ending, you've not been paying attention.
Right. Every country song, isn't that true? I mean,
I'm just talking about Game of Thrones and Yellowstone.
I was thinking of country songs, right? But here's the good news. We have a wonderful relationship with our friends at the Pensacola Opera, and they have given us tickets to give away. This is the 43rd season. The event is this weekend, Friday night at 7:30, and then Sunday at 2:30. I have three pairs of tickets to give away for this Sunday's performance. So all I'm going to ask you to do, and I'm going to keep it super simple, if you could text in at 850-437-1620, text in the word opera with your name and also add your email, date of birth, and an address. And then we will announce in the next half hour who the winners are. And we'll have tickets to give away for this Sunday's performances at the Sanger Theater. And it's a stellar production. They have our professional artists who are here. The symphony will be playing. The Pensacola Symphony accompanies the opera. So they'll be playing as well. And it's just a beautiful experience. You can go have brunch and then you go to the opera and the Sanger. And it's just a wonderful way to spend the day. So I'm going to tell you again right now, text in the word opera to 850-437-1620 so we can give away some of those free opera tickets to the La Traviata this weekend.
Good luck.
Yeah, there's a lot going on this weekend, Tasca. We've been talking about it all week. One of my favorite all-time events is on Pensacola Beach Mardi Gras.
Oh,
Saturday is the Kids and Critters Parade.
Oh, fun.
It is stinking. I mean, when they're cute, then they're just stinking cute.
I know they are.
These little kids look so adorable. When you see toddlers dressed up in Mardi Gras outfits with the beads, where the beads are bigger than they are.
The beads are weighing them down.
Yes.
Can they even walk?
Barely. And it's done at the Casino Beach parking lot. The festivities start at 12, and you can register for free. Just bring the kids on down. And if you don't have kids, but you have a dog, And you want to dress up your dog? Bring the dog in. It's a walking parade. It starts at 2 o'clock. It's over in about 45 minutes to an hour. It's a little walking parade. But there is a lead horse. Mm-hmm. And so we have that. And it's done by the Pensacola Beach Mardi Gras crew. Shelly Johnson, who's our editor at Island Times and publisher, kind of coordinates this every year.
Oh, wow.
And so, but people will be there. I'll be there. I'm excited to be there. They're going to have a kid king and queen of the Mardi Gras parade.
Are they going to have a king cake?
I'm sure. Are you kidding? How could you have a parade without a king cake?
I know.
I mean, but it should be a lot of fun. So come out and watch. And if you have a golf cart, they have a VIP golf cart section. They're going to have a contest for the best decorated golf cart. The carts aren't in the parade, but they'll be around in the parade area. Lots of fun things. But the best to me is when you see the dogs. Mm. I saw last year a little dog in a decorated wagon that was dressed up like a king of Mardi Gras. About lost it. It was the cutest thing I've ever seen. And they do have best decorated animals and kids and all that stuff.
You know, it won't surprise me if the beach is not just buzzing with people this weekend.
I would think so.
You know why?
Why?
Not just because, but partly because of that.
Right.
But I'm looking at this radar map of this storm.
Yes.
And everything north of I-85 is going to be covered in snow and ice. So if yes. I lived up there, I might be heading right down here to get out of that mess.
Saturday's supposed to be kind of nice. The rain's supposed to come in a little later. So
yeah.
We're looking at still having the festivities. So it should be fun.
It's that weather, that storm just looks crazy. And we're lucky that it's probably not going to hit us too terribly.
Yeah, there's a part of me that wants it to hit us. Isn't that terrible? I mean, it's probably terrible for business, but I love the snow. So, you know,
I loved it last year. It was a blast.
So much. And it was a year ago yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
So it's so fun. But we're looking at the weather right now, and it's looking like it's just going to miss us. But I kind of want it to come here, you know.
It's not going to be cold enough here. The tail end of the storm is going to go through here, but it just looks like it's going to be rain. And if something changes, if those cold temperatures dip down here, I mean, you never know.
Right.
I mean, last year we thought we might get a couple of inches, and look what happened.
10 inches last year. That was incredible. Okay, I'm here with Tasca King, who's keeping me company this morning. We're going to get her to the opera one way or the other. I'm going to get her and Kevin to the opera, because I know she would love it. And I'll tell you who the winners are. Thanks for texting in at 850-437-6. I'll let you know who the winners are right after the break, and we'll be back with Pep Talk,
850-437-1620. Hey, hey, hey. What you got to say?
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. A little Hollywood swinging for you. I guess I'm in a disco mood today, Tasca.
You must be.
I didn't think about it, but that's another one.
Yeah, that's another one.
Another disco song, but very deliberately chosen because today the nominations came out for the Oscars. This is the 98th Oscar Academy Awards, if you can believe that, this year.
That is hard to believe.
So the big standout, which I haven't seen yet, has been nominated for 16 awards. It's the most awards in the history of Oscars that has ever been nominated for.
Wow.
So the film is Sinners, which I have not seen. I know that Michael B. Jordan, not Michael Jordan, mm-hmm. the basketball player, but the actor Michael B. Jordan is the star of the movie. And apparently it's kind of a period piece. And it's mm-hmm. I haven't had a chance to see it. But again, 16 nominations. Now I'm going to have to go see it.
And I was kind of under the impression it was kind of like a thriller.
Yeah, it's
like
definitely
a scary
kind
movie.
Of a horror movie. Is from
horror,
what I heard.
Yeah.
I heard that with the twist.
And that's the one reason that we've kind of not watched it yet. And we even watched the trailer for it.
Right.
A couple of nights ago. And we were like, I'm not sure if that movie's for us.
I don't
now
like
I'm
movies.
Like, well, maybe we should give it a try.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you who's up for Best Picture. Begonia. F1, Frankenstein, which is the remake of the original, Hamnet, which has been getting lots of positive reviews, Marty Supreme, One Battle After Another, The Secret Agent, Sentimental Value, Sinners, and Train Dreams.
I've seen two of those movies.
Okay, which ones?
Train Dreams. We just watched last week.
Did you like that one?
Awesome. Awesome. I mean, it is, it's a beautiful film. It is beautifully filmed. And the other one is the F1 movie with Brad Pitt.
Now, what is that about, the F1?
It's about the racing. F1 racing.
Oh, okay. See, I don't follow racing, so I missed that.
Brad Pitt plays a guy who is aging out. And he is hired to mentor an up and coming kid.
Interesting.
Driver. So it's a good movie too.
If you like racing, you'll love that.
Yeah, if you're a race fan, even if you're a NASCAR fan, you know, I'm more of a NASCAR fan than an F1 fan, but I mean, I loved the movie. It was a great movie overall.
Okay. So for directing, we have, I'm not going to list all the directors, but Hamnet, Marty Supreme, One Battle After Another, Sentiment of Value, and Sinners. The best actor in a leading role, Timothy Chalamet. I think he's kind of cute. Have you seen him?
He looks like a little boy.
He's so cute. Supreme, and here's one of my favorites, Leonardo DiCaprio, Leo, One Battle After Another.
I want to see that one. We've got that one on our list to watch. We just haven't gotten to it yet.
This is one I want to see. It wasn't up for Best Picture, but Ethan Hawke in Blue Moon, because Ethan Hawke's been around a long time, and now he's playing an older part, a little different from what he's done in the past. Michael B. Jordan, who I mentioned earlier, he's the star of Sinners, and then Wagner Moura in The Secret Agent. I'm not familiar with that one. And then Best Actress in a Leading Role, Jessie Buckley in Hamnet, Rose Byrne, If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. I just like the title. Kate Hudson, who we're all familiar with, for Song Sung Blue. And that's kind of an interesting movie. I've seen the previews for that.
I want to see that too.
It's not necessarily, it's not a bio of Neil Diamond.
Right.
But it's about a couple that were a tribute, I guess, band or tribute singers for Neil Diamond.
Right.
Which is really interesting. And then Renate Renavo for Sentimental Value. And Emma Stone, once again, gets nominated for Begonia. Wow. I don't know how many Oscars she's won over the years. Then in a supporting role, one of my favorite actors, Benicio del Toro. So handsome. One Battle After Another, Jacob Elordi in Frankenstein, Delroy Lindo in Sinners, Sean Penn in One Battle After Another, Stella Starsgard in Sentimental Value. I saw him in a recent talk show interview. He's a fascinating guy. You may not know him, but when you see his face,
you'll know him. And he's got two sons that are actors too.
Yeah. And he's been the villain in a lot of films.
Oh, so are his sons.
That may not be good.
Well, Bill Skarsgård was Pennywise.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, and then actress in a supporting role, Elle Fanning, Sentimental Value, who's all grown up now. Inga Ibsdotter Lilleyes, Sentimental Values. Amy Madigan, who's been around a while, for Weapons. I don't know this one. Mumi Masaku, who's in Sinners, and Tiana Taylor for One Battle After Another.
And I believe Tiana Taylor won a Golden Globe for that role.
Yes, she did, and she had a gorgeous dress on. I remember her dress.
Now, I will say this. There's one movie that we watched recently that had a lot of Oscar buzz that I didn't see listed at all this morning.
Interesting. Who was that?
Which one was that? That was the movie Jay Kelly.
Yes, with
George Clooney, and it was good.
I liked that movie, and you're right. It was overlooked.
And there was a lot of chatter about it, you know, when it came out, what, 2 months ago or 3 months ago?
Yeah, I'm surprised, too. That is shocking, because it's a good film.
It is a good film.
About an aging, basically.
Actor.
Aging actor, and it was a little bit, almost biopic, as far as Mr. Clooney goes, and who is my all-time favorite movie star, by the way. Who's yours?
Oh, gosh. All-time favorite. I've had multiple favorites over
multiple
the
crushes
years.
Over the years.
It's hard to just pick one.
Okay.
I like Matt Damon. I won't say it was a crush, but I've liked almost everything I've seen him in.
Okay. He's a good choice.
I mean, and you know, everybody's got a love-hate relationship with Tom Cruise.
That's true. That's so true. But he is handsome. Oof.
Yeah. He and I actually know somebody that went to high school with him.
What was that?
I know somebody that went to high school with him.
Oh my gosh.
He went to high school in Louisville, Kentucky. So I know that's people funny. That live in Louisville, Kentucky.
That's great. Well, all right. Yeah, I know people are on pins and needles wanting to know who won the opera tickets. So we've got a pair of opera tickets. I've got three winners. So the first pair of tickets goes to Michael Huffner. The second pair of tickets is going to Jonathan Owens. And the third pair is going to Trevor, and I hope I pronounce this right, Teschel. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to be sending the information to you right after we get off the air this morning, and you can pick up your tickets at the station. And again, that's for the performance this Sunday at 2:30. And there are tickets still available, I believe, for the Friday night performance for the opera as well, which is at 7:30, all at the Sanger Theater. So thanks to everybody that texted in. I went with the first three. And congratulations to our winners. And see what it's always special when you listen to Pep Talk. You never know.
Congratulations.
All right. Task and I will be back in just a minute on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk. Hi, this is Meg on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And welcome back. We've been having some fun today talking about the opera. Congratulations to our opera ticket winners and the Oscars, all about the arts. And I don't know, I just get excited this time of year, especially for the Oscars. There's some part of me, I pray one day, Tasca, I'm going to go. One day I'm going to go.
Okay.
All right?
You're going to go.
I've been practicing my speech, my acceptance speech for years.
All right.
Okay, well, let's get back to radio. We were talking earlier about all the opportunities available, and that's what you do. Tasca King is one of our marketing consultants mm-hmm. here. This is a perfect time to set up what you're going to do for your business for the year.
For the year, yeah. I mean, and we are consistently meeting with businesses all over the market to talk about what is their plan, what can we help you with, and we have so many different things that we can help you guys with. I mean, gosh, let's start by saying you need a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Yes.
We have those shows available.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to have you.
I'm sitting in here today because we have shows available. So come on.
Come on down.
You need to come and tell everybody that's listening all about your business, and we can help you with that.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do people get in touch?
They call 262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne. And he'll connect you with one of the marketing professionals here, and we'll come out and meet with you and show you everything that we've got available. And we've got a lot of stuff available just right here on News Radio. In addition to the Pensacola Expert Panel, we've got lots of segments and stuff that's available during Andrew's show during the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Things that are available once a week, things that are available once a day, Monday through Friday, just so many different. It just depends on whatever it is that you want to accomplish. We can help you get there. And we will customize a plan just for you. We don't have a bunch of cookie cutter plans.
Well, and you can throw in ADX Digital as well. That's right. A whole nother show.
That's so. Right.
Tasca, thank you for being here this morning. What's that number
Thanks
again?
Thanks for having me. It's 850-262-6000 and ask for Jeff Wayne.
All right. Thank you so much for being here. This is Meg with Pep Talk. And remember, today, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and always remember to love now. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.